Hey there, you're listening to FWD Radio, where we bring you simplified and easy-to-digest insights from the sharpest minds around. We distill the wisdom from complex texts into bite-sized nuggets and quick summaries that will help you move forward in life and career. Save time, grow your mind.
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Author, Stephen Covey. Introduction. In The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey presents a holistic and integrated approach to solving personal and professional problems based on universal principles. About the author, Stephen Richards Covey was an American educator, author, businessman, and keynote speaker. His most popular book is The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. The Seven Habits. Habit 1. Be proactive. Take responsibility for your own life and take initiative to make things happen. Some people tend to be passive and reactive, just waiting for things to happen to them. As a result, they often end up being controlled by their circumstances. To be proactive, you need to take charge of your life and take initiative to make things happen. You need to be the one who is in control, rather than being controlled by your circumstances. Key lessons. You are in charge of your life. You need to take initiative to make things happen. You need to be proactive, rather than reactive.
Habit 2. Begin with the end in mind. We all have a picture of what we want our lives to be. What we need to do is align our actions with that picture. This means having a clear vision of what you want to achieve in life and then taking steps to make that vision a reality. Key lessons. Define your mission and goals. Develop a plan of action to achieve your goals. Set priorities and focus on what's important. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. Stephen R. Covey.
Habit 3. Put first things first. Focus on what's important, not just what's urgent. This will help you better manage your time and priorities. Take care of the most important things in your life and don't let the less important things get in the way. Key lessons. Determine what's important and prioritize those things. Time management is essential for success. Focus on one thing at a time and give it your full attention.
Habit 4. Think win-win. We all want to be successful, and for this we need to find ways to win together rather than trying to achieve victory at all costs. See every situation as an opportunity for mutual benefit. This will help you build relationships of trust and respect. Key lessons. Seek win-win solutions. Cooperate with others to achieve mutual benefits. Avoid win-lose thinking. The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Stephen R. Covey.
Habit 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. We need to listen to understand. Take the time to listen to others and to understand their point of view before trying to explain your own. Those who are overly focused on their point of view jump to conclusions and assume they know what the other person is thinking. This leads to them often ending up misunderstood and in conflict. Key lessons. Listen to understand. Ask questions to clarify understanding. Avoid jumping to conclusions.
Habit 6. Synergize. We're all endowed with different strengths and weaknesses. To be effective, you need to learn to work together with others and leverage differences. This means taking advantage of differences to create solutions that are greater than the sum of their parts. Many people have trouble with this because they're resistant to change. They want to do things their own way and they're not open to new ideas. This may cause them to miss out on opportunities to create something truly special. Key lessons. Appreciate diversity. Cooperate with others to create synergy. Avoid forcing conformity. You can't change the fruit without changing the root. Stephen R. Covey.
Habit 7. Sharpen the saw. Since all of us have a limited amount of time and energy, we should take care of ourselves so we can continue to give our best. This doesn't just include physical fitness, but also our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Neglecting these needs can easily lead to burnout and being ineffective. Key lessons. Take care of your physical health. Take care of your mental and emotional health. Take care of your spiritual health.
Now, wasn't that useful? Feel free to go back and listen to it again or make notes if required. Most importantly, start taking action. We've got loads of episodes to keep you interested. Easier still, you can download the award-winning FWD app and find numerous books and actionable insights all laid out in an easy-to-consume card-based format. Simply bookmark what you like and come back to it when needed. And it's free. Available on both iOS and Android, visit getforward.app. Thanks for listening to FWD Radio.